He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
So what's that beeper?
Oh, I'm done.
Oh, okay, so that's great. So it's not that long a process.
No, it's about 6 minutes now. Nothing at all, it's easy peasy.
Kia ora, this is Voices. And that's Lovedeep Sharma. He's pretty cheerful for someone with a large needle stuck in his arm.
So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling good?
Yep.
I'm Kadambri Gadding, and I may have what I think is a vague fear of needles. But today I'm talking to a big group of Indian blood donors in South Auckland, for whom charity and serving the community is really a way of life.
How long has it been since you've been donating blood?
About two and a half years now. Yeah, so this is my 10th donation.
This is your 10th donation?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Every day in New Zealand, once every 18 minutes, somebody somewhere needs blood. That's about 80 people each day across the country.
And why do you donate blood, Lovedeep? What is it about it that keeps you coming back?
I think it's just like, you know, once you get blood, you know, you just have that feeling inside you where, you know, you'll help somebody, you know, that's in need.
Each week, New Zealand Blood needs to make over 3,500 collections. It's a demand that would be near impossible to meet without volunteer donors. Lovedeep is part of a community welfare group, and they're on a mission. Lockdown or not, these folks show up no matter what.
My name is Simarpreet, and I moved to New Zealand in 2009, and I have been a part of this group called Shah Satnam Ji Greenness Welfare Force Wing, and it's the New Zealand branch that we are a member of. So have been a member of this group for more than 20 years, I think. And then after coming to New Zealand, since this group believes in doing humanitarian tasks all across the world, so being a member of that group, I also thought that we should continue the same in New Zealand as well. So one of the very key tasks that we do all around the globe is to donate blood and plasma to the needy. So we started organizing these blood donation camps, we call, from 2010. Our group has a branch in India as well, and we have made blood donations on a larger scale in India. So we have been approached by many organizations, including Indian Army and different hospitals. And whenever a demand comes in, then the organization organizes such blood donation camps on a larger level. In New Zealand, we try to donate food parcels to Salvation Army or different organizations, for example, the Disabled Citizen Society of New Zealand, and then Tree Plantation. And wherever we have been approached, we try to help.
What was it like for you to be a first-time blood donor?
To be honest, first time I was pretty nervous. I wasn't sure how it's gonna feel, you know, the pain and all. Just, you know, those little nervous moments. But once I, you know, thought about that, you know, down the line, it can help somebody. I can go ahead and save a life. So why not just take a little bit of pain, you know, save somebody's life. So, and then I just jumped on, and ever since then I've never looked back. It's just easy peasy.
I remember during the very first lockdown in New Zealand, there was a post posted by New Zealand Blood that during that time there was shortage of blood donation because of how some people were a bit reluctant to donate at that time. I remember, and then we had communicated this in our group, and we had a very good response. And then again, it was posted by New Zealand Blood that it is an essential service. So again, in situations like these, we feel a bit, I know it's a good opportunity, but in situations like this, it becomes even a better opportunity to help someone in need.
Is this one of your first group donations during the lockdown, during level 3?
Yes, this is the very first donation. We do this wherever our members are. We are approximately 50 to 70 members.
What are the origins of the group, Samar?
The group was formed in India, and most of the members belong to the same community.
So would you call it a religious group?
It is a confluence of all religions. So basically, it's a, I would say, social religious group. Again, people from all religions are welcome there. We basically put more focus on the welfare task. Yes, yeah. And work towards the upliftment of the society.
What is it about donating blood that almost seems like a ritual, isn't it, for the group?
Yes, it has become a ritual because it gives us that opportunity to save lives. I remember when, as a child, how the countries where we belong from, like the need of the blood in emergency departments, and you know how we used to read hear those stories about the actual need of this this thing, and how crucial it is. So that's why we have been focusing quite a lot on this service as well.
So Simar, you grew up in India.
Yes, I'm from Chandigarh. My parents were a part of this group that we belong to. So my mom and dad used to be members of this group, and they, as a child, they used to take us, and that's what I want my daughter to follow as well.
For patients who need whole blood or plasma, there's really no substitute. Blood donation is both basic and crucial. But despite a huge requirement for this, less than 4% of eligible donors actually give blood in New Zealand.
I'm Scott James Sinclair, and I'm with the New Zealand Blood Service. I'm the team leader for donor relations. And what we are finding is plasma is the new demand. It's really pushing a lot of pressure on us to keep up with plasma demands. Doctors and physicians in hospitals are prescribing it more and more. So now we're really going out and tapping into the communities and trying to find more plasma donors.
Why are you seeing more of a demand for plasma these days?
So the difference between what we call whole blood and plasma, whole blood has all the components in the blood. It's got your red cells, it's got your plasma and your platelets, and we can use all those products to help people in hospitals. Plasma is a water-based part of the blood. It's the bulk of the blood. It's got lots of good proteins in it, antibodies and things, and from that we can actually give quality of life-giving products that help people every day to survive and to have a great quality of life.
How has COVID sort of changed the situation here at NZ Blood?
Very worried when it first came in, when COVID hit, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, people aren't going to come out, but luckily I think people came in.
So where does all of the sort of donation happen on those big cozy red chairs?
If you do want to have a test, I'll get on there right now. With COVID, we also do a lot of cleaning as well. So every donation afterwards, we clean the beds down, make sure it's clean for the next person. But in here, these people over here are doing plasma. You can tell by there's a big centrifuge machine next to them, and it takes a few cycles of their blood and separates out the red cells, the plasma and the platelets, and then we take out the plasma from it. So the donor actually gets their red cells back, and therefore they can do it every 2 weeks without feeling too bad or too much of their iron taken away. It's not easy to just go and save someone's life in the community, you know, jumping in someone's bus and helping someone, you know, that doesn't happen. But just the fact that you can do something by sitting on and giving blood, and it's so powerful. This amazing app as well, where it notifies people when their blood's been used. So,
Wow, really?
Because it can be tough to sort of quantify the act of sitting on a bed with a needle and arm to saving a life. So you get a little that notification when your blood's been used, saying, hey, it's just been used in hospitals, and that is powerful as well.
What a great way to connect humanity such, isn't it?
That's right, exactly.
And what about this particular donor group?
Over time, I think they've donated 250 times, which could be 700 lives with the three things we can do with blood. With the whole blood, the red cells, the plasma, and the platelets. So, what a great group, and they represent something really special. Oh, it's fantastic. When I first thought, we thought it was the cricket team coming. We thought it was interesting, and then we got to know this is a cool little uniform that they have that represents themselves out in the community. And they would come in and have a prayer, and we'd have a little room for them, and it was fantastic. And then they would get on the beds and donate blood. And then if I had more groups or donors like them, I would be out of the job, would have too much blood, which would be a good problem to have. If I could get any person who goes to any other country to do that, I think the world would be a better place.
I'm a strong believer, you know, when it comes to the saying, you know, what goes around comes around. So that's one of the reasons, you know, my dad was in hospital as well, and he was given blood and it saved his life. He had a blood infection, and the only way we could save his life was through blood, you know, new blood. And ever since then, you know, it's made me realize how little thing can be so powerful. And ever since then, I just started doing blood after every 3 months.
What do you think about your uniform? You guys look
it's
like
pretty
you're
fresh.
On a mission.
It's pretty good. Yeah, no, I like it.
Yeah, you look like people on a mission in that uniform, for sure.
I mean, definitely, we are on a mission when it comes to humanity, you know, not just blood donation, but other things too. You know, 115 different things we do. The blood donation is just one of them. So, yeah, this uniform represents our hard work and what we do for humanity, yeah.
Special treat after we deliver. So,
what are you drinking there?
A hot chocolate right here. Yeah.
Bit of a sweet cake after you.
Yeah. She's given me a chocolate bar and then a hot chocolate on top. So yeah.
Is that normally the thing to do?
So usually we just hang around for another 10 minutes before we even, you know, head home, just in case. But this is just a fresher on top. Yeah.
Nice one.
And that's Voices Today, an evening in the life of a blood donor. If you liked the story, show us some love and subscribe to our Voices podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google and all your other favourite podcast platforms. You can also find us on the RNZ website. Thanks for listening to Voices. I'm Kadambri Gladding. The audio engineer for this episode was Jeremy Veal and Tim Watkin is the executive producer for podcasts.